But you take that, and you know, you take a potato and stew it,
yes,
sweeten it, and make your pie, potato pie out of it. I had a big laugh off one of my buddies. We worked together, and we, at lunchtime, we'd sit down and eat together. And my wife had picked some of these potato squash. And he was a full-blood countryman. He liked old country food. I told her that morning, I said, put a piece of, extra piece of that pie in there. I'm gonna give it to my buddy. Mm-hmm. At lunchtime, I said, hey, my wife put this in here for you, especially. He said, oh, that's potato custard. It's handed here. I said, that's my favorite. Eat it. I said, how was it? He said, you know, that is as good a potato as I ever eaten in my life. I said, well, my friend, you a long ways from the potato you think about. And I told him what it was. He said, well, I've saw those things, but never saw any cooked. He said, I'm gonna have some cooked.
They sound good.
It's about the best substitute for a potato you ever thought about.
Yes. We were talking about on the farm, you mentioned having hogs and everything. Did you usually butcher your own hogs?
Butchered hogs. And you know, back when my daddy was living, he'd always raise his hogs. And then when he got ready to, you know, you got to feed out hogs for a good long while, he got ready to put the hogs in the fattening pen. He always had a motto. He'd say, well, I'll kill one hog for every member of the family and then kill one for company. Hmm. And that way he'd have plenty of meat.
But butchering hogs, I guess that was a pretty rough word.
No. Butchering a hog is like a lot of other things. If you've got to know how, there's not too much involved into it. You got to prepare your place to gamble the hog up, and then you got to prepare your barrel. They used to use a wooden barrel, and then set it in the ground slanting, and then put that hot water in there, and then put that hog in there, and pull it back up onto the plank, get your hair off it, then hang it up here, take the entrance out of it. And then from there to your chop block, and from there to usually people would cut their meat down and leave it overnight. Then the next day they'd trim that meat and salt it down. Then that had to take off, they trimmed off the meat. That was your sausage and your lard. You'd have, after you got the meat salted down, then you'd have a time that you'd prepare your lard. You'd stew the lard out maybe today. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow then you prepared your sausage. Mm-hmm. And back those times, the sausage cases was those small intestines out of that hole. You'd save them, and then when you get your sausage made, you'd stuff those cases full of sausage, and then you'd smoke those. And, oh man.
What other cuts of meat would you get from the hog?
Oh, you'd get your ham.
Where was that from?
That was his two hind legs. That was his ham. The ham there. Well, then the next that you got was the middlings.
Mm-hmm. Where was that from?
That was the entire part of his body from his backbone. Oh, it would reach from his hams to his full legs up there. But then when you cut that down, you got your spare ribs out of the inside of that middling.